Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City, I'm speaking with Vic Swinson, who is the Peanut Profitability Award winner this year for the Upper Southeast region. He's from Mount Olive, North Carolina. Vic, tell me a little bit about your operation, please.
We grow tobacco, corn, peanuts, cotton, and a few sweet potatoes.
Now, this award is about profitability, not just yield. What do you do to keep profitability in line on your operation?
Every time we look to buy a chemical, we price it at least four times. And we look for the very cheapest one. Everybody that deals with me knows that I'll drop them for a penny.
Now, you're also an entrepreneur as far as peanut products are concerned. Tell us a little bit about that.
My son started, we found a little small business, peanut candy business. It was Eden's Candy Company in Mount Olive. And Mr. Eden's wanted to sell out. And my son, he wanted a little venture of his own, so he bought the candy company and started making the candy bars. And he went on quite a bit of a learning curve there, but he got it straightened out. And he's doing really well with his candy bars right now. And we had put up a peanut buying station several years before that, so we were storing our peanuts. And we found out that by having to – we make a little deal with Golden – We get to put our peanuts in there. If we don't want to contract them, they let us contract them or price them later. And that has been beneficial to us. We do not like to contract a peanut. I'd rather sell it when I make it.
Right. Now, how is your crop looking this year?
We're dry. We're hot. But the peanuts look pretty good right now. We're actually going to make a little bit of corn. So, you know, if you're going to make a little bit of corn, you're not so terribly bad, but let's see a lot smart weather than it is now.
Corn prices are pretty good right now.
All commodity prices are good. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was telling the gentleman. We used to have I still have some cows. Used to have a large herd, and when the commodity prices went up, of course, land prices, land rent came up too, and we were running the cows on our marginal farmland. Mm-hmm. So, I contacted an auctioneer. We sold the biggest majority of the cows, and I planted a peanut on those acres.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Vic, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Thank you, sir.